Welcome to the NHL Wraparound Podcast, featuring Neil Smith, President, General Manager of the 1994 Stanley Cup champion New York Rangers, and longtime ESPN NHL veteran Vic Morin. Together, they share no-nonsense opinions on news and issues around the National Hockey League. Whether you're a casual or diehard fan, each episode of NHL Wraparound will leave you more informed. Now, here's your hosts, Neil and Vic.
Well, here we are again, Vic, and I'm serving you up a one-timer. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm going to tee one up here, and it's about the Vancouver Canucks, who I think learned a real hard lesson on closing a series out in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, they came into the regular season, the expectations weren't all that high for this team, but really from the get-go, they were an excellent club during the course of the regular season. They win the Pacific. They draw a Nashville team who, my belief is, they were probably fortunate to win that series. But as they moved on into round two against Edmonton, looked like they had the formula to defeat the Oilers and contain Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. But after taking a 3-2 series lead, they go into Edmonton, play a relatively flat game in game six. The series is tied, and then they're, of course, dispirited by learning that they would not have the services of Brock Besser for the rest of the playoff due to blood clots. And for 50 minutes on Monday night, they had nothing. I mean, it resembled game seven of the 2011 final that they played against Boston. And it was really a completely underwhelming effort. And of course, you know, in the last 8.5 minutes, they get goals by Garland and Hronek, and they almost tied the game. But this was a really tough lesson that you cannot play 8.5 minutes of solid hockey and expect to win a Stanley Cup playoff game, no less a game seven.
You got to wonder whether they whether their mindset was when Besser went down, their leading goal scorer in the playoffs, a blood clotting issue, been just such a big player for them all season. And they add that to the loss of Thatcher Demko. Now, I know that Chilos came in and played excellent for them. Actually, last night, on Monday night, rather, was his, I think, ninth playoff game after only playing 8 regular season games in his career, but was just outstanding. And I don't think anything can be blamed on him. But sometimes mentally, when a team knows that they got to face McDavid and Draisaitl and Hyman and all these stars, and now one of your stars is gone, plus your all-star goalie is gone. I don't know if that just seeped into them, because they did have a tremendous season. Their coach is probably going to win the Jack Adams Award for the job that he did, that being Rick Tocchet. And you just wonder what got into their psyche that made them, as you say, they didn't show up for 50 minutes in that game. And you can't win. You can't win a game one, let alone a game seven, when you only come to play for 10 minutes.
Well, this is likely going to be a building block for a team that's got a pretty bright future ahead of them. But at this time, we would like to welcome a brand new sponsor to the NHL Wraparound team, and a big welcome to Lee Elias and the Game 7 group. Game 7 are the two ultimate words in sports. Succeeding requires the best of teamwork. At the Game 7 group, transforming individuals into cohesive groups allows every team the potential to achieve extraordinary results. Game 7 Group offers various services such as team building events, plus coaching and speaking engagements aimed at improving team dynamics, productivity, and overall performance. We all want to succeed in the big moment. Check out the Game 7 Group website at game7group.com/NHL wraparound to learn more. Right now, a special incentive offer awaits our podcast listeners. Take your team to the next step. The Game 7 Group will get you there.
Thanks for joining us on the NHL Wraparound Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date on all the NHL action.